Be turning in our Bibles to chapter 3 of Daniel. If you want to follow along, the reading will be on the screen behind me, or you can look it up in your Bible or in your Bible app. I don't know if any of you have read Harry Potter. Some of you may have. But it is a book, or there's several books. There's 7 books in the series. And, you know, each one of those books could probably stand alone, but J.K. Rowling wrote them to be one story. And in the story, it's a story of good with its wrestling with evil. I'm not trying to equate the Bible to Harry Potter in any way. But what I would say about the Bible is that it is a collection of books that go throughout all of history. And they tell one story. They tell the story of God and His love for His people. But it also tells a story of how good overcomes evil. And it's a true story. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a fiction that was made up. It's a true story. And as you read through the Bible, it's called a biblical historical look at Scripture. It is literally the history of the world in one place. Today we're looking at a passage where we can see evil trying to conquer over good, but God entering into that situation and showing His power over evil. So let's look now at Daniel chapter 3. We'll be looking at verses 16 through 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and He will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if He does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." And this is the word of the Lord. So, if you go back and you read the entire chapter of Daniel chapter 3, what you're going to see is that Nebuchadnezzar, he builds an idol of gold, right? Some people believe that it may have been an image of himself. Others don't believe that. They think it might be an obelisk. But whatever you believe it is a golden image. It is an idol. And then in this, it tells that he gathered all the wise men, and so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were a part of this group, gathered them there, and he told them, "At the sound of the instruments, you will all bow down to this idol." But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego don't get with the plan, right? So at the sound of the instruments, all these people bow down to this idol, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are standing there, and they had to have stuck out like a sore thumb, right? My kids, when we say the blessing at dinner every night, there's a game that we kind of play, you know. We're being reverent, but it's a funny thing that we do, and I think Dad started it, but we will, as we're praying, look around and point out Clark had his eyes open during the prayer, or Reagan had her eyes open, or Reed had his eyes open, or Brady did. And most times the response is, "Well, Dad, the only way you would know that is if you had your eyes open," right? So all these men, these wise men, are bowing down to this idol, and they have their eyes open looking to see who's not doing what they're doing. And there they are, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, standing tall and not bending their knee to this idol. And they run to King Nebuchadnezzar, and I believe it was out of jealousy. What happened in the chapter before was that Daniel was able to do something miraculous that the king said nobody could do. And because of Daniel's interpretation of the king's dream and determining what the king's dream was, he elevated Daniel in his kingdom, and he did the same at the request of Daniel for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So you know all those people have been talking behind their backs and have been saying, who are these men that they have earned the favor of King Nebuchadnezzar? So I guarantee you everyone had their eyes open staring at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to make sure that they did what the king told them to do, and they didn't. Imagine the pressure that was on them. King Nebuchadnezzar said, if you do not bow down to this idol, you're going to be thrown into a furnace. So what did they do? They ran to Nebuchadnezzar and they said, these men will not serve your gods. They will not bow down to your idol. You said you were going to throw them into the furnace. What are you going to do about it? And so King Nebuchadnezzar calls them to him, and he's frustrated. He may be angry. And he says, if y'all go ahead and do it now, I'll show you mercy. And that's when they say what they said here. In Daniel chapter 3, 16 and 18. King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. We do not need to explain ourselves here. We don't need to defend ourselves. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it. And he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. They were able to do this because they had a relationship with God, one that the Babylonians couldn't understand. You know, there were probably far more blessings in their lives than the ones that we've already seen, but we've seen God deliver them in chapter 1. They were eating vegetables instead of the king's food, and they were healthier than all the other men their age. God delivered them in that situation. Then they saw Daniel do what he did in chapter 2, where he was able to do something nobody could possibly do unless they had God on their side. And what did that do? That not only saved them from the hand of King Nebuchadnezzar, but it gave them an elevated position in the kingdom. They knew that God had been faithful to them in the past. And they knew that their faithfulness to him was more important than doing anything Nebuchadnezzar could ask them to do. They had a relationship with him. But also, too, they had a relationship with one another. They were in communion with one another. I'm sure that Shadrach's courage informed Meshach's courage. I'm sure that Meshach's courage informed Abednego's courage, and Abednego encouraged them. And so they're standing there. They're not standing alone. They're standing together. And that's the importance of being a part of a group of followers of Christ. They weren't standing there alone. I think God had blessed them with that gift. We were never created to stand alone. We were never created that way. If you look at God, God has existed forever in eternity in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're one God. They're the same. But they've been together forever. And that demonstrates to us that we are not meant to struggle alone. Can you be a Christian apart from the church? I believe so, but that is not a road that I would choose to follow. It's just not. I'm going to talk about this over and over and over again as a theme in our congregation. We're family. It's not a figurative family where, it's just a bunch of people that gather together on Sunday and say, yeah, we're family. No. As believers in Christ, what does God tell us? We are adopted sons and daughters. That means we are literally family, and God is our Father, our perfect Father. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were brothers in their faith. We are brothers and sisters in our faith. And we are meant to help each other carry the burdens of this life. We are meant to celebrate in the high times and to go into the depths with those that are in the depths and walk with them. Walk with them. King Nebuchadnezzar was so frustrated with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What did he do? He said, stoke the fire 7 times more than it already is. He was so angry. And he told his guards to bound them and throw them into the furnace. And they did. They bound the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they threw them in the furnace. The furnace was so hot that the guards that took them to the furnace died from the heat, were killed from the heat, the flames of the furnace. But what happened in the furnace is a miracle. They weren't alone. It says that King Nebuchadnezzar looked in and he was astonished. Didn't we just throw 3 men in there? But yet there are 4 walking around in there. And one looks like the son of the gods. You know, a lot of people interpret that it may have been Jesus in the flames with them. Regardless of what you believe about that, God's presence was in the flames, in the furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And when they came out of the furnace, what happened? Were their hair singed? No. Did they smell like fire? No. Were their robes burned? No. They came out completely like they were before they went in. Only God could do that. And then what did it say happened with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Well, Nebuchadnezzar, he honored their God and said, anybody that speaks bad about the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we're going to be tear. They're going to tear them apart. Man, and then what happened? He promoted them. You guys didn't listen to a word I said, and we threw you in the fire. You come out, guess what? You're promoted. I need guys like you on my team, right? Only God could do that. We talked about God being in the flames with them. We are not guaranteed in this life to avoid trouble. We are not guaranteed in this life to not have heartache or pain or sickness or struggle or even persecution. In fact, Jesus goes the opposite direction. He said, because you call on my name, you will be persecuted. But what is a promise that God makes to us? Is that he's going to be there with us. He was there with them. There are people in this world that will teach, when you come to faith in Christ, you should prosper. And if you're not rich, if you're not healthy, you just don't believe hard enough and you need to get to work. And that's just not the way it is. God says you will struggle. But God says, I'm going to be there with you. You may not be prosperous, you may not be rich, but if you have faith in Christ, you are rich because you have a God that loves you with abandon. What did God do for you? He saved Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he did the same for you. We ran away from him. We are sinners. We have done things against him that we should not be proud of, that we should be ashamed of. But he didn't leave us in that place. He came after us. He pursued us. And what did he do? He found us dead in our sin, and he breathed life into us and allowed us to cling on to him and say, God, I love you for what you have done for us. He sent his son to die on the cross for that purpose. And with Jesus, when he went to the cross and he shed his blood was applied to us and washed us clean. In the furnace of this life, in the trouble, in the tribulation of this life, God found us and he saved us. through his son, Jesus Christ. And that's a message we need to hold on to. That's a message where we find hope. That's a message that we should pass on. But it's a message that we should use in this room to encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. It's what we're here for. We're here for one another. This faith statement in this chapter is amazing. I believe that this is one of the greatest faith statements through all history. But even if he does not, even God can save us, but even if he does not, Your Majesty, we want you to know that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up for us. We get a glimpse of Christ and the salvation that he brings for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There's spiritual warfare going on around us. There are evil people looking for us to make a misstep so that they can use it against us. What I would encourage us to do is to practice the spiritual disciplines. And that is to build our relationship with Christ. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they built their relationship with God based on the things that they had seen God do. Cindy shared her story of how God over and over and over again was faithful. We have stories in our lives that showed God was over and over and over again faithful to us. And those stories inform our faith and draw us close to God, draw us close to Christ. As we see his provision for us, we need to remind ourselves of that. But we also need to surround ourselves with friends that share that faith to encourage us, to build us up. And that can start in this room today with the friends that we have here. There is spiritual warfare going on. But we can recognize how God moved in our lives and realize that no one can pluck us from his hand. As we surround ourselves with others that are fighting for us and with us, we can lean on the truth of the gospel together, that though we may have trial, there is hope because God delivers us through Christ, and he is the only one that can offer salvation. So this week, reflect on that idea. Reflect on that idea and thank him for his faithfulness. Thank him for the people that he has placed in your life that have pointed you to Christ. Sunday school teachers, pastors, friends, neighbors, church family. They've pointed you to Christ and you have come to know him. And you can find salvation through your faith in him. They were willing to struggle with you and lift you up. So, look for those opportunities to be the one that lifts somebody up, to be the one that walks with somebody through a trial. Because as you do, you will encourage one another. You will share your stories. And then you, as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego can do, could stand up and say, world, throw whatever you want to at me, but I refuse to conform. I refuse to bow down to the idols that you say I should. And I stand on my faith, and I will only serve my God because he is the only true object worthy of our worship. Amen. Let's pray. God, inform our faith. Remind us of your provision. Remind us of the care and the love that you have shown us. Remind us of the gospel, the truth of who Jesus Christ is, what he did for us, where he found us, and where he brought us. God, you have made us clean. You have adopted us as sons and daughters. You have made us a family. You have encouraged us. You have walked with us through trial. Help us to be the family that each other needs, the family that encourages each other and walks together and celebrates together. God, make this place a safe haven to share our stories. Lord, just as you have delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, deliver us from all the things in this world that afflict us. Lord, we lift you up today, and we give you glory and honor in all that we do. Amen.
Would you please stand as we sing